Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners asked me about this Free Britney sort of, this is crazy. I wish I could explain it to you guys. I don't understand too much about what, you know, conservatorships entail. I know some of you are interested in putting people into a conservatorship. But I guess when somebody can't seem to control them, I guess take care of their own finances or make some big decisions, the courts will appoint a conservator. Yeah? And then there's a conservator, then the noun form or the entity is a conservatorship. Am I pronouncing that right? Yeah, a conservatorship. And, you know, Britney Spears had some issues. We talked about, you know, a possible breakdown, possible drug use, baby not being strapped in years ago. And so I guess her father has been her conservator. And she has tried to break, from what we understand, she has tried to break free from it. And it has not been successful. And a concern people have had is she could always appeal, but it has to be done through her attorney. Well, apparently her attorney had it, from what we're hearing, the attorney hadn't ever done that, and then just recently retired or resigned. So Britney Spears still doesn't have control over her finances. I guess she's on a certain allowance. And so there's a lot of questions on her mental state and her well-being. Now, I find it very hard to believe that she's completely incompetent and doesn't have her cognitive function, because she is able to perform. She is able to work. She gets dressed. You know, I mean, she's a pop star. Usually you see things like this, you know, with people that can't take care of themselves, you know, and have pretty severe disabilities. So this has been just something that has been just very controversial, and kind of people have been really, really questioning as to what's going on. But then on the flip side, it does seem to me that she does struggle. Whether it's with, you know, I think she was like speaking very, very quickly in court, and the judge was like, can you please slow down? So there might be some issues there that is causing this to still propagate. Well, celebrities and many people have been throwing support their way. Even Backstreet Boys member AJ McLean, you know, he says, I can tell you right now, my thoughts and prayers are with her. And people have been saying they're 100% Team Britney. And I guess this legal drama continued earlier this week, where the 39-year-old singer was able to now hire her own attorney for the case, asking the court for permission to do so. And so the judge, Judge Brenda Penny, approved attorney Sam Ingham's resignation, signed off on his replacement of Spears, choosing Matthew Rosengart. Now, Rosengart was a former federal prosecutor. And so she wants to charge her dad with conservatorship abuse. So she had addressed the court on June 23rd and expressed her desire for the conservatorship to end. She claims she was forced to take lithium, has been unable to remove an intrauterine device that her dad has, quote, loved having control over her. So you know, some people feel that, you know, maybe it was that they thought she might have been a risk to herself, a risk to others. I believe Federline, the father of her kids, has full custody. I'm not too sure. The intrauterine device was inserted to for those who might have difficulty remembering their birth control or who might not want to take birth control. The IUD is a lower maintenance form of birth control in that it goes in and it's there for about 5 years. Technically, people can pull it out on their own. We don't recommend that. But if somebody wanted to, they could pull it out on their own. There's a string attached. But it's not ideal. Usually, this is a medical procedure where we remove it. But, she said that the IUD was placed there so she couldn't get pregnant again. Now, again, I'm a little confused because this is not the typical person we see in a conservatorship. And I mean, she's a gifted entertainer. But she might have some issues. And so I'm not sure what her mental health issues are. And, how I look at it is if she is not going to, you know, if she is going to be, let's say, a threat to herself, right? That's what psychiatric wards are for, psychiatric care is for. But when it comes to money, and the conservatorship is supposed to, I guess, protect finances and protect how she manages her estate, let her do whatever. I mean, how many people, if and I'm not accusing her of doing this, but how many people have gotten their fortune, blew their money, lost it all, and that was their choice? So if this isn't so much about her well-being, because obviously she lives, I think she lives on her own. I don't think she lives with her father. And, you know, she's going out and she's doing, you know, her own thing. Then if all this is about, well, she could blow her fortune because she might be out of control. Maybe she has manic episodes or whatever. If she wants to have control and do that, let her. I mean, then she loses her money. But, you know, right now it's become so convoluted where it looks like she can't get pregnant, she can't, you know, make any of her own decisions, and as long as she's not a threat to herself or others, I'm not sure why the conservatorship is still being. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Excuse me. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're gonna talk to you guys. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Apparently, the grasshoppers are back. We got some grasshopper swarms. We have apparently grasshoppers dying. Clams are dying. Apparently, this heat wave and this drought has really affected a lot of wildlife and insects. So we're gonna be talking about that. We're also gonna be talking about some of the latest with the COVID numbers, some of the latest on the vaccine front. We're starting to get some of your survey answers on why some of you are hesitating and some of your concerns in terms of the vaccine. So we're gonna kinda talk to you guys about that. And again, nobody has cited it's because of, you know, President Trump. So, you know, it appears that there are other reasons for people wanting to not get the vaccine. And so these are some things that I think we do need to convey to Dr. Fauci and some of the other powers that be up there. Johnson & Johnson is dealing with another recall. Johnson & Johnson is having some issues this time, not with the vaccine, but with some sunscreen, which we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about how the Surgeon General is warning of dangers of misinformation on misleading vaccine claims. What are some of the misleading information, and when is something deemed misleading, and when is something deemed, look, this person had a side effect. I'm just telling you that. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So, making some headlines is there is a device that can actually help us read your mind. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but researchers were able to harness the brain waves of a paralyzed man that actually couldn't speak. Not all people who are paralyzed, you know, lose also their ability to speak, but this person could. And he couldn't convey what he wanted to say. So medical researchers were able to convert this onto a computer screen. And then I believe the patient was able to confirm, yeah, that's what I thought. Because that's my concern. You know, somebody could be comatose, and the doctor goes, oh, you know what? They want their feet rubbed. Like, how do you know that? So they say it'll take years of additional research, but the study, reported Wednesday, marks an important step towards one day restoring more natural communication for people who can't talk because of injury or illness. Now, according to Dr. Edward Chang, a neurosurgeon at the University of California, San Francisco, said most of us take for granted how easily we communicate through speech. It's exciting to think we're at the very beginning of a new chapter, a new field, to ease the devastation of patients who lost that ability. He said today people who can't speak or write because of paralysis have very limited ways of communicating. For example, the man in the experiment, who was not identified to protect his privacy, uses a pointer attached to a baseball cap that lets him move his head to touch words or letters on a screen. Other devices can pick up patients' eye movements, but that has got to be so frustrating for them. It's slow, it's clunky, it's they've got to be exhausted. And for me, where I have a whole entire dissertation to talk about, my head and neck would be tight. I couldn't do that. So they say tapping brain signals is supposed to be a pretty new and exciting field that researchers are now investigating. They said in recent years, experiments with mind-controlled prosthetics have allowed paralyzed people to shake hands, take a drink using a robotic arm. They imagine moving that limb, and then the brain signals get relayed through a computer to the artificial limb. So this is almost magical, to be able to pick up the brain waves, to focus it to motor. This is something that I don't even think Star Trek was able to do. So Dr. Ching's team built on work to develop something called a speech neuroprosthetic. And that decoded the brain waves that normally control the vocal tract. And then these are the same brain waves that would control the tiny muscle movements of the lips, jaw, tongue, and larynx to make the consonants and the vowels. Now, volunteering to test this device is a man who was in his late 30s, who 15 years ago suffered a brainstem stroke that caused widespread paralysis and robbed him of speech. So the researchers implanted electrodes on the surface of the man's brain over the area that controls the speech. A computer analyzed the patterns when he attempted to say common words such as water or good, eventually becoming able to differentiate between 50 words that could generate more than 1,000 sentences. So basically they worked with him to think about words very hard, so they could capture the electronic code, the electric code. So prompted with questions such as, how are you today? Are you thirsty? The device was able to enable the man to answer, "I am very good," or "No, I am not thirsty." Now, he couldn't obviously voice the words, but it was translated into text. So, obviously, eventually they're going to be able to convert this text into a voice. So, somebody could eventually, if this technology works, be able to then have a voice depiction of what they're thinking, which I'm kind of nervous about. I don't think I could be on air because a lot of times a little cuss word comes in and out, you know? So I'd have a... Yeah, but who knows? Maybe the FCC will, you know, relax things and say, you know what? Under the Americans with Disabilities Act, if some people do cuss accidentally because they're thinking about that, we're going to let that go. So they say it takes about 3 to 4 seconds for the word to appear on the screen after the man tries to say it. This is according to lead author David Moses, who's an engineer in Chang's lab. That's not nearly as fast as speaking, but quicker than tapping out a response. So in an accompanied editorial, Harvard neurologists Leah Hochberg and Sydney Cash called the work a pioneering demonstration. They suggested improvements, but said if the technology does pan out, this could help people with injuries, strokes, illnesses like Lou Gehrig's disease, whose brains prepare messages for delivery, but those messages get trapped. This could later just be used for translation. If somebody cannot learn another language, they can later use this technology to, they think about it in Spanish. They're like, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? Where's the library? And let's say they can't say that. Then we could read, he's asking where the library is. Which I really don't understand why we learn words like the library. Yeah. Estoy en la aeropuerto. I am in the airport. You know, I need a little bit more practice. That's what I learned. I just learned medical Spanish. You know, ¿dónde está su dolor? Me duele la cabeza. I just think we probably need to, you know, when we teach conversational Spanish, make sure we teach the medical, because that's kind of a major issue. Somebody's coming in to the, you know, to the hospital. They're not going to be asking where the nearest library is. Maybe the doctor is, because they need to kind of learn what the issue is, and who knows. So anyway, this could be really, really cool. So basically, this was years in the making. Dr. Chang's lab spent years mapping the brain activity that leads to speech. First, researchers temporarily placed electrodes in the brains of volunteers undergoing surgery for epilepsy so they could match brain activity to spoken words. Only then was it time to experiment with somebody who couldn't speak. And so they're going to now work on the device's speed, accuracy, vocabulary size, and maybe one day allow a computer-generated voice rather than text on the screen. You see what I said? You see? Computer-generated voice. Yes, see? I think this is going to be excellent. This is huge. I mean, in medicine, it's amazing what technology can do. But also, if you guys see, you know, we're not rocket scientists in medicine. You know, these are basic principles. You know, I mean, yes, this is very, very magical. It took a lot of work, and it took a lot of, you know, people who were intelligent to be able to put this together. But when you really break medicine down, it's just very logical. It's a lot more simpler than we think. There's electrical activity. These electrical activities enable a body to do something. How can we convert those electrical activities and have a non-human be able to do that? Now, we can't replicate everything a human can do or have, like a soul, but still, pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 40 tornadoes were reported across Iowa Wednesday evening. Most of the twisters were relatively small and moved across rural, sparsely populated areas. Iowa is often considered part of the Tornado Alley, and there is an average of 51 storms that occur each year. The governors of 26 states nationwide have opted out of the pandemic-inspired Biden programs early, with many saying the benefits actually discourage people from working. An estimated 1.84 million Americans turned down work to stay on jobless payrolls. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has invited the United Nations to see America's systemic racism firsthand. Former Detroit, Michigan Police Chief James Craig on Fox News discounts Blinken's claim that Americans are racist.
It's misguided, it's irresponsible. They should just go to Cuba. We don't need this. It's divisive, and it really benefits status quo and the liberal elite.
We are USA Radio News. As the world wants answers to the origins of COVID-19, feet dragging in Washington has other lawmakers making another push to investigate. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A group of moderate Democrats have sent a letter to the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader calling for the formation of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the origins of COVID-19. The letter from the leaders of the Blue Dog Coalition encourages legislation that would create a panel to investigate the origins of the virus as well as the U.S.'s preparedness for this and future pandemics. There has thus far been little interest from House leadership in investigating the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Microsoft will officially launch Windows 365, which is essentially a computer you run on the cloud. The benefit to this would be the ability to run a fully powered Windows machine even on a low-level PC, phone, or tablet. Windows 365 will launch on August 2nd to business users only. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this is something that I think we definitely need to talk about. And I'm going to actually, I apologize. Thank you guys for checking in. We haven't had our Facebook Live, so I'm getting that kind of back up, but I apologize. So not having a good hair day. It's been a very, very stressful last 24 hours, but we're getting there. We are getting there. I really, really appreciate you guys being patient. So Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has brought up and brought to light that online misinformation and misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine is a quote-unquote serious public health threat.
And as I've told you, the Biden administration is going to start getting more aggressive when it comes to those who are declining, hesitating the vaccine, and in terms of those who are declining or those that are being exposed to quote-unquote misinformation online. And so I have a survey out, and if any of you guys could fill it out, we would really appreciate it. It's completely anonymous. It's a very short survey. It probably takes less than a minute and a half to do, on why some of you might be vaccine hesitant. And I agree with Surgeon General Murthy that online misinformation is an issue. In fact, I published a study with medical students on that topic. There is misinformation online. There's no doubt. But in terms of the COVID-19 vaccine, right, misinformation can be very, very subjective. And so when I hear somebody say the vaccine is injecting nanoparticles into me and, you know, is going to make me grow a third testicle, okay, I am going to lump that under misinformation. But if somebody says, look, you know, I just want to let you guys know my neighbor got a blood clot. Okay, I don't know if it's vaccine related or not, my neighbor got a blood clot. Is that considered misinformation? So before social media, people talked. They would talk. They would either talk at church, or they would talk at bingo, or they would talk at City Hall, and they'd be like, you know, hey, there's this new tincture, I've been using this, or you should put this on your wound, use this salve, or this is what I think you should use for piles. And so some people would be wrong, some people would be right. You had people at the county fair sell witch snake oil, right? You know, and all these concoctions. And so there being, shall we say, quote-unquote misinformation or fraud or whatever, that has been something that has plagued society ever since we could probably remember, probably not documented. But with social media, people have now more access to other people's communication. And so I made this survey because I kind of got tired of hearing that the people who were quote-unquote vaccine hesitant were doing so because President Trump told them not to get the vaccine. I mean, again, that's, I think, also misinformation. I think people are stereotyping some people out there that you know, and branding them as ignorant because they believe if you didn't get the vaccine, it's because you read something online that was quote-unquote misinformation. So we have to be very, very careful where Surgeon General Murthy is completely correct. There's misinformation online. That's a public health threat. But where I think he needs to be very, very careful is inadvertently accusing people who are vaccine hesitant of being misled or gullible or ignorant. Now, it's a small survey, small study. We're slowly getting some results in. And again, any of you who are vaccine hesitant, again, it's anonymous. Your name's not in there. Nobody's going to know what you put. It's just, would just like to know what are your concerns. And some of the options are, you know, I don't feel safe going by myself to a vaccination clinic. Or I think I could get COVID at the vaccination clinic. Or I don't believe the studies looked at my race, gender, you know, I don't believe they addressed my particular medical issue. So I don't know if I having, let's say, leukemia or HIV or pregnancy, I don't know if those were actually studied, you know, enough. And so these are, you know, these are some of the options. And it's kind of very interesting how a good number of them are worried about the side effect profile. Somebody being worried about the side effect profile doesn't necessarily mean they were misinformed. There are side effects. Yes, the side effects are at a much lower percentage, but there are side effects. Somebody worried about that doesn't mean they're stupid. It doesn't mean they're misinformed. I mean, you could tell somebody you have a 0.00018% chance of getting a blood clot or a myocarditis or whatever, or dying of the vaccine, and they still think, you know, like Dumb and Dumber, so there's a chance. That doesn't mean they're misinformed. It doesn't mean they're dumb. It just means they're worried about the side effect profile. Some responded that they don't believe the government media are disclosing all of the side effects or cases in which there was an adverse event. So they want to make an educated decision, and somebody could say, well, that's misinformation or that's conspiracy because they don't think they're getting all the data, all the information. Well, you know, the government can only post so much, but it really is taking the media, or it's taking people to kind of go online saying, look, my kid got a clot, or my kid got chest pain. So that is a concern. People want to know. People want a little bit more transparency on the side effects or cases. One says they don't live by a medical facility in case they have an adverse event. That's a concern. I knew that was going to be a concern. That's why I put that on there. Because I am licensed in Mississippi and Alabama, and some of the people there said, look, I don't want to get the vaccine because, A, I live alone, and so if I do have a problem, I have nobody that can then be there for me. Or I live too far away, or I can't afford going to the doctor if I have a side effect. So if I feel fine, I'm just going to still stay home and do what I'm doing. So these are obviously, you know, some concerns. Some put that they were concerned about future fertility. Some had COVID before, so they feel they're immune. So that might be under the misinformation where somebody goes, look, if you've had COVID, you're immune. Well, maybe, maybe not. You know, you might have a natural immunity, but it might be so weak, like a common cold or flu, such that when a new variant comes, the immunity is not strong enough. But again, that doesn't mean, you know, they're listening to propaganda. It means they're, you know, they've been following all the advice we've been telling people for years to build up an immune system, to get natural immunity, to not play video games and be hidden in your home, to get out there and, you know, to be, you know, around other people and build up your immunity and get some sunlight. And now, you know, we're upset that they're like, but, you know, I want my natural immunity to do what it's supposed to do. So, you know, again, these are just some interesting, you know, issues. Nobody's really yet said that they've had a religious exemption. And nobody has said that their medical provider told them to wait. Some do worry that maybe the vaccine could interfere with their own natural immunity. And then some, about 36% so far of the subjects or the people who filled out the survey said, I know someone who has had a serious side effect to the COVID-19 vaccine. So if somebody gets the vaccine and then they, you know, is that misinformation? If they know somebody and that somebody said, look, I got the vaccine, I feel sick, it could be misinformation, but what if they really did? So this is, you know, please, if you could fill out the survey, it's on Twitter, it's on my Facebook. I think you can even access it from my website at drdahlia.com. We would really love your responses. 1-877-DocDahlia, don't go away.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the five-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, we knew this would happen. Apparently, 23 million children worldwide did not get the routine vaccinations for their measles and diphtheria, tetanus and pertussis, according to the World Health Organization, because of COVID. There was so much disruption in care that people weren't able to go and get the routine care. Now, I've been telling you this for months. People weren't getting their blood pressure checked. They weren't getting their diabetes checked. This was an issue. Yet, we also found that kids didn't get updated on their vaccines. They say this number marks an increase of 3.7 million from 2019 and a high not seen since 2009. So they say concerning most of these, up to 17 million children likely did not receive a single vaccine during the year, widening already immense inequities in vaccine access. Most of these children live in communities affected by conflict, in underserved remote places, or in informal or slum settings, where they face multiple deprivations, including limited access to basic health and key social services. Now, America had their own issues in terms of vaccines, and a lot of the pediatricians were really, really good in terms of reaching out, saying, look, we're open, come on in. But I know we had parents that just, you know, said, we're going to wait. I'm not going to risk COVID to get my kid their fourth round of vaccines. And so it was frustrating as a physician because I'm like, oh, man, yeah, I know you're worried about COVID, but, you know, it's going to be really hard to start, you know, try to catch your kid up later. Especially if we don't know if the childhood COVID vaccine is going to possibly need to be done not around the vicinity of other vaccines. So if your child is able to finally, you know, break free from the house once COVID lightens up, are they going to have to hold off on the other vaccines to get the COVID vaccine? Which is why I'm urging you guys now, if your kids are due for any of their vaccines, talk to your medical provider about what they're due for, and you might want to get them caught up. So, Southeast Asia and the Eastern Mediterranean regions had some of the starkest decline in immunizations, then came Pakistan, Indonesia, Philippines, Mexico. Millions missed first doses of measles, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine. So obviously that can cause other sorts of epidemics or pandemics. The World Health Organization recommends a 95% vaccination rate to prevent a resurgence of measles. The average has been hovering around 86%. So Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says, even as countries clamor to get their hands on COVID-19 vaccines, we have gone backwards on other vaccinations. Duh. That's what we've been saying. Leaving children at risk from devastating but preventable diseases like measles, polio, and meningitis. Multiple disease outbreaks would be catastrophic for communities and health systems already battling COVID-19, making it more urgent than ever to invest in childhood vaccination and ensure every child is reached. So, you know, here's the thing, guys. You know, I know it's, many of you are saying, told you so, told you so. I told you so, told you so. And I think we all could pat each other on the back saying we told everybody so. The lockdowns were ridiculous. We made some major, major errors. And we're going to not even see the ramifications of those errors and of those lockdowns probably for years or decades. Misdiagnosed cancer, shunting of in-person medical visits to strictly online. You know, I'm a telemedicine provider. I love providing telemedicine, but I haven't examined any of my patients' thyroids when I used to pick up a lot of thyroid cancer. I mean, I haven't done breast exams. I haven't listened to these people's hearts. And it's concerning me. And if you say, Dr. Dahlia, you're overblown, if these people are fine, doctors find too much. Well, the proof is hubby, the chiropractor. He's doing DOT physicals. He examines the heart. He's like, you got a murmur. Or your blood pressure is through the roof. And the person goes, my doctor never said anything. So he gets me in there. Now, look, my wife's an MD. I come in there and I take a look. I go, yeah, this is a whole systolic murmur. This, I think I even hear an a click. And, you know, I'm like, when was the last time somebody listened to your heart? 5 years ago at a work physical. So people aren't getting examined. I mean, I've been saying this now for months. People aren't getting physical exams. Now, some of you say, look, the doctors wouldn't examine me anyway. I'd be in there. They would just talk to me and they wouldn't examine me. You're right. That's a problem. I mean, I've taught medical students for years and I said every single time the person comes in, listen to their heart and lungs. Don't be lazy. That's what you need to do. But doctors are busy. You know, after HMOs and then Obamacare and all the, you know, the need to increase volume, because everybody has high deductibles and insurance isn't paying you. And if the patients don't pay you, you're working for free. I mean, doctors are trying to do what they can to keep their places open. And if the visits are getting smaller and shorter, the only way to talk to a person, let them talk back, answer their questions, examine, give the medications, give the directions. A few minute visit is never enough. And that's what we're seeing. So many of you have asked about telemedicine. I'm a huge fan of telemedicine in terms of, for those of you that don't have access to a doctor, it is fantastic in that, you know, you could at night, and trust me, I have at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, you know, been there for patients who were in their pajamas trying to get a hold of a doctor and ask them a question. And I think that has so much value. But when I see you guys are getting medicine refills and using it as a substitute to see a provider, I worry. Now, mind you, some of you will run out of a medication and you won't be able to get in till the following week. I get it. That's what telemedicine is for, to bridge you. But some of you are really using telemedicine as your primary care. That's a problem. I had somebody call having a major toe infection. This is recurrent, so I'm not exactly sure why this keeps happening to this person. And basically, they said, and they were honest, they go, I know I need to, the specialist told me to come back, but I just got a lot of things to do this week, so can you take care of it? And I'm like, I could start you on something, but if the specialist wants you to come back, there's a reason for that. You know, you keep getting infections. But that's the thing, everybody's busy. Going to the doctor, it takes time. You have to wait. Yeah, it's not fun. So people would rather know. And many of you say, oh yeah, I had a doctor's visit, I had a physical. And I'm like, great, you had a physical? Okay, so did you have an EKG? Did you have blood work? No, it was online. So COVID was, I think, a disaster, not only because of all the infections and the death and all that, but because we turned it into, you know, you don't have to be around other people, just do everything virtually. And I think we are going to see more consequences from that. And people say, so what, Dolly, if you were against lockdowns, people should have just gotten it? No. Use common sense. If it's flu season and I don't want to get the flu, and I couldn't get the flu vaccine, right? Because we didn't have the COVID vaccine originally. I would probably avoid a 16,000-person concert. I would probably not kiss somebody I didn't know. You know, I might, if somebody's coughing or sneezing, get away from them. You know, I might wear a mask, a good mask. So, common sense, 1-877-DOCTORLEE.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.